So President Obama continues his three-day Alaska trip today, pushing for a muscular new American presence in the Arctic and also making an impassioned call for action on a warming climate. Now, he'll do that with a backdrop of melting glaciers and flooding villages to drive the point home. But for a lot of people, the point was undermined before the president even left Washington.
I share people's concerns about offshore drilling. I remember the BP spill in the Gulf of Mexico all too well. And that's precisely why my administration has worked to make sure that our oil exploration conducted under these leases is done at the highest safety standards possible. And as long as I'm president, America will lead the world to meet the threat of climate change before it's too late.
That's President Obama speaking in Washington before he left on his Alaska trip. Now, just last week, the administration gave final approval for a big new drilling lease in the Arctic. It allows Royal Dutch Shell to drill for oil in the Arctic's Chukchi Sea off of Alaska's northwest coast for the first time in decades. And even without a drop of oil found, the Shell Group is believed to have spent more than $7 billion making preparations for this venture. And many Alaskans anticipate seeing a big chunk of that investment in their local economies. Joining me now is Dan Dicker. He's author of Shale Boom, Shale Bust, The Myth of Saudi America. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. You know, Dan, Shell bid over $2 billion on this Chukchi Sea lease in 2008. They're believed to have spent more than $7 billion on undersea exploration in the area. That's a lot of money. What's at stake for Shell and the other companies here on the northern coast of Alaska?
Well, Todd, you have to understand that oil companies need to grow to survive, and that means growing production to survive. And all the oil companies have to do that in one way or the other. Shell, for some reason that really is unfathomable to me, but has thrown its lot in to a large degree in the Arctic. And as you say, they've spent $8 billion. They'll spend another $1 billion this summer with their project in the Chukchi Sea. And they're going to look for what is an enormous potential amount of oil that they can drill for decades to come. So this one well that they're going to sink and the results of that are a very, very big deal for Shell.
So the U.S. Geological Survey says that 26 billion barrels could be under the floor of the ocean there. Give us a sense of how big a deal that is in terms of American production, American dependence, the American economy.
Yeah, it's another source. It's a very serious source. But again, what you have to remember about oil exploration is that potential barrels compared to recoverable barrels is the crapshoot of all oil companies. So when someone talks about potential barrels in the Arctic, in total, they're talking about close to 200 billion barrels of oil. I've seen estimates up to 500 billion barrels of oil. And again, you say that there are 30 billion barrels, or the U.S. Coast Guard says that there's potential of 30 billion barrels where Shell is drilling right now. But what is potential and what Shell will ultimately recover are two very, very different things. And all the work that Shell has done to try and understand how much of that oil will be recoverable so far means very little until they actually get into the ground. It's sort of like exploratory surgery. You can think of it that way. I mean, sometimes you just don't know till you get there. And that's really what's going to happen later this fall.
Dan Dicker, we've been talking about the dilemma that's inherent in this drilling during President Obama's trip to Alaska and the Alaskan dilemma. Climate change is real there. The president will stand on melting glaciers. He will go to villages that are flooding, as I said before. At the same time, Alaskans are dependent on drilling. They want the drilling. They want the jobs. They get checks from their government through oil companies, from royalties once a year. What does this mean for Alaskans? An offshore oil rig or two, big-time jobs, or do the jobs fly in from somewhere else?
No. It's very, for the local economies in Alaska, it's a very, very big deal. I mean, you can witness what happened in various areas in North Dakota when Bakken drilling took off 3 years ago, and you saw not only the number of really, really good paying jobs. These are not Walmart jobs. These are not McDonald's jobs. These are very, very high paying middle class jobs for drillers, for rig workers, for physicists, for engineers. The housing that needs to be built to support this kind of operation. I mean, in all ways, it's a real boon. It will be a real boon to the local Alaskan economies. So this makes a big difference, and the Alaskans will be very much in favor of this, despite whatever ecological, environmental impacts it might have.
And the ecological and environmental impacts are critical here for a lot of people. We've heard a great deal of criticism that these areas where the Chukchi leases are remote. If there is a blowout or a spill, it will be very hard to clean up under the ice. Shell is reportedly taking additional measures that they've been forced to take by the government to protect from blowouts. What is the ecological risk here over and above normal drilling because of the remote nature of this lease?
You know, I'm on the other side of this fence, and I'm very much a liberal. I'm very much an environmentalist from an oil standpoint, from a person who knows a lot about the oil industry, spent my whole life understanding the financial oil industry, and I do not see major differences in terms of the environmental impacts or the dangers of Arctic drilling as opposed to other drilling. I mean, we've seen how horrible drilling offshore can be in places that are very domestic and known to us, like the Gulf of Mexico during the Deepwater Horizon blowout in 2010. I do not see Arctic drilling as significantly more difficult or dangerous or deadly or difficult as we saw in the Gulf of Mexico or anywhere else. The environmental risks are real. They are risks that are inherent in all deep water drilling, and they will be inherent in Arctic drilling. But this idea that because we're going someplace that's unspoiled and wilderness has a deeper impact or a more difficult problem in terms of climate change, I think is a canard and untrue.
Dan Dicker, thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
Dan Dicker is author of Shale Boom, Shale Bust, The Myth of Saudi America.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.